This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Donald Trump deployed a mix of diplomacy and barbs in a joint news conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May in London on Tuesday. VOA's Patsy Wittakuswara reports from London on the second day of Trump's visit to Britain.
Trump said the U.S. is committed to a phenomenal trade deal with Britain as the country prepares to leave the European Union. He praised outgoing British leader May, saying she has done a very good job. He had less flattering words for British opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn and London Mayor Sadiq Khan. Thousands of demonstrators have thronged central London to protest the American leader's visit. But when asked about the protest, the U.S. president dismissed them.
I did see a small protest today when I came, very small. So a lot of it is fake news, I hate to say.
Prime Minister May praised the relationship between the two countries, but acknowledged some differences over climate change and Iran. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News, London.
China has denounced U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for saluting Chinese student protesters who defiled the communist government 30 years ago in a prolonged and deadly standoff in Beijing's Tiananmen Square. Pompeo said Monday the students were the heroes of the Chinese people and added that the U.S. had hoped China's integration into the international system would lead to a more open, tolerant society in the three decades since the incident galvanized world opinion. But he said those hopes have been dashed. Pompeo called on Beijing to make a full public accounting of those killed or missing to give comfort to the many victims of this dark chapter of history. Security was tightened around Tiananmen Square on Tuesday as China sought to silence any remembrance of the deadly crackdown on student-led protests exactly 30 years ago. You're listening to VOA News. Sudan's ruling military council says it's canceling its previous agreement with civilian protesters following Monday's attack by security forces on a protest site in Khartoum that left at least 35 people dead. The head of the Transitional Military Council announced Tuesday in a televised address that a new government will immediately be formed and will rule until elections are held within the next 9 months. The elections would be organized under regional and international supervision. Monday's raid on the protest site outside the defense ministry capped a breakdown of relations between the military and a coalition of protesters and opposition parties. The two sides had been negotiating over the makeup of a transitional government, but the talks over the makeup of the interim body reached an impasse. At least 4 people are dead and 2 more are wounded after a 45-year-old man with a shotgun entered a hotel in northern Australia Tuesday and opened fire on the guests. A witness said the suspect visited every room looking for targets before rushing out of the hotel and driving off in a pickup truck. Police later arrested the suspected gunman, but have provided no other details, although they have ruled out terrorism as a motive. President Trump said Tuesday it is likely that next week he will impose a new 5% tariff on imported products from Mexico in a dispute over illegal immigration. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says millions of migrants flow through Mexico into the U.S.
That's unacceptable.
He threatened last week to impose tariffs if Mexico does not take steps to stop the migrants. Mexico is optimistic it'll strike a deal to avoid the tariffs during talks starting tomorrow here in Washington. But speaking in London,
we are going to see if we can do something, but I think it's more likely that the tariffs go on.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States is scheduled to hold another round of meetings with the Taliban this month in Qatar in a fresh bid to end the deadlock in peace talks with the Afghan insurgent group while reaching out to regional stakeholders, including Pakistan, for assistance. The direct dialogue between the two adversaries began nearly a year ago and has achieved noteworthy progress toward ending the nearly 18-year war in Afghanistan. The process has, however, stalled lately over the Taliban's demand for all American troops to withdraw from the country before it stops fighting and participates in peace negotiations among Afghans. Washington wants a final deal that covers all the elements before it announces a military drawdown timetable. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.
Music.